This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you once again to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology, his clinic, cardiological clinic, down in Mount Dora, Florida. He's here with us every week to talk about things that are of interest and import to you based on his research, looking at all the journals, the medical journals, that are published not only here in our country, but around the world. So we start with something that actually comes from Europe. According to what I see here, Ken, a focus on depression and anxiety, and as you're a cardiologist, the impact on your cardiological well-being, yes?
Exactly. More research, more publication about how to prevent heart disease, the number one killer in America, by combining the mind and the heart relationship. And this, yes, this comes out of the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. That recovering from a heart attack can be tough, but this new research suggests that depression, anxiety, and stress can make it even tougher. Anxiety may lead to fear of another cardiac event and stop people from being active. Depression and anxiety can also impair the ability to retain new information needed to make health-related behavior changes after a heart attack. Patients with moderate depression, anxiety, or stress, they're much more likely to drop out of cardiac rehabilitation, which is so important to change and modify lifestyle after a heart attack. Heart attack survivors should receive support to quit smoking, get physically active once the doctor says it's okay, improve their eating habits, reduce stress, and control blood pressure and cholesterol.
So, let's, from the point of view of anxiety, depression, the 2 and 2 plus 4 or equals 4 department, I want to talk with you about something that's controversial. And I know that politically there's a very interesting reality when people talk about President Trump from other presidents. And I know you have strong feelings about President Trump and about the administration.
Where are we going?
I want to ask you about his mental health and whether there are people around him that say that he doesn't like what he's doing. That even though he wanted to be president, he maybe didn't really want to be president. And there are things that he has done that are erratic. And I think that all of the focus, the negative focus from the news media, is misplaced, misspent. There is, in my mind anyway, good reason to believe that the man is depressed and that he's got a mental condition that needs to be observed, that needs to be, I don't know, placated isn't the right word for it, but I know I'm probably very unusually unique in me, in my putting it this way, but I think I don't think he's getting the proper consideration from people who don't like him. I think the news media has attacked him in general, and I don't think they're looking at the bigger picture. And I guess I'm wondering, you started off with this depression and anxiety thing, if it could impact a guy like this and have it make him erratic. Because let's face it, some of the stuff he does, like pulling out of Syria, is pretty erratic and doesn't seem to fit well in the experience quotient that other people have had in the office. So I wonder, just from a clinical point of view, whether you think that depression, you know, I mean, whether he is in danger of maybe having a heart attack or a stroke or something like that because he is as angry as he seems to be. Well, that's my observation. I'm asking the question. You can answer it or not with what your thoughts may or may not be.
I don't think it's accurate to be able to psychoanalyze anybody from afar. And I think the problem is all the information you're getting and I'm getting is second, third, and fourth hand. And to make assessments that you're asking me to make and do them accurately, I know, I've been a doctor for almost 40 years,
yep.
And I know how inaccurate assessments are that you're asking me to make without actually having the individual in the room, one-on-one, face-to-face, because, the information you and I are getting is not accurate. And so it's all speculative what you're asking, and I don't think it's really, frankly, accurate to do it, because they had a blow up yesterday, and I heard from you listen to people from other sides and other networks of what happened, and the explanations are so incredibly different.
Yeah.
I heard a congressman interviewed yesterday when they had this blow up, who was at the meeting, and then you hear other people who were at the meeting describe what happened, and so your assessment would be so different. So I don't think we know the facts of what's going on to judge and to do that accurately. So I would like to not do it because
I'm just wondering what you thought. You're certainly welcome to. I'm making my own clinical decision, my own analysis from afar. You're right.
I think it's going to be inaccurate because I think you're not getting accurate information. I don't think anyone's covering this with the accurate information, and you don't really know what's going on. So I think any conclusion you make is inaccurate.
I think that's true. I think it is true that we're not getting a fair shake.
We don't really know what's going on in Syria yet.
I'm not even basing it on that. I'm basing it on some of the tone and the presence and what I know about mental health.
You're hearing it filtered through people who are not objective.
Well, that's not in every case.
I heard his kids interviewed yesterday, and you get an incredibly different opinion when you talk to his children.
Your daughter's not going to say anything negative about you necessarily. She'd be smart. Even if she had concerns, she'd be smart enough not to say what she may really be thinking, and that might be the case. But I don't mean to make a big deal out of it. I just think I'm feeling sympathetic to him in a way that's different from most. It's not political. It has to do with what I've seen in my own life with regard to mental health. I've seen people in my life, in my family, who had acted, and they aren't around any longer, but acted in that same manner. I find it to be, two and two still makes four. With me.
I think the guy deserves
a different kind of consideration.
You have to understand the personality. He's kind of from a generation of New York City who are very, very sarcastic people on a usual day. And when people who are not familiar with severely sarcastic New Yorkers, and I mean that in utter politeness, because my father was probably one of them.
Uh-huh.
And they, if you don't understand that personality, you might think that they're being crazy when they're not, but that's their normal interactive personalities. So that's why I think it's very hard for a lot of people to understand the man, because they don't understand him, how he's been his whole life, and how his ilk has been. So I'm not defending him. I'm not criticizing him. I'm really genuinely saying that you really can't do it without one. You can't really give the kind of assessment accurately. And anyone who thinks they can is making a big mistake, because you have to be able to do this one-on-one, and you have to understand the baseline personality, which is unique and not necessarily mentally ill, but just specific to that environment, and they're very, very sarcastic on a normal day. And that's where a lot of people misunderstand this personality. And I kind of grew up with it because my father came from that New York City, very sarcastic environment where they're just normally like that.
Yeah, I think that's worth consideration as well. Yeah, but it's a good conversation to have in terms of, and I thought about it first as you were talking about, excuse me, depression and anxiety and how that affects people who have
You know, as energetic as this guy is, he does not appear depressed. I mean,
There are different ways of showing depression, I think.
Well, I don't think it's... this guy is a fighter. The people who... I mean, I remember him in the 70s and 80s when I thought... When he came so close to bankruptcy because of his real estate, and I'm in the late 70s and 1970s.
Yeah.
And I thought he was out then. And this guy just, you know, he just has not nine lives, but 15 lives. You think he's gone, and he just keeps coming back. This man is not depressed. I mean, he's been under more stress than any... You know, any American president, no one's ever been treated like this. And did he bring it on himself? You know, his personality, he brings on some of it himself. But I guess people will make up their decision. And I'm not trying to defend him, but I'm also don't want to criticize him because I don't think we really know, because he's just not portrayed.
That's kind of the point I was making too, with a different conclusion. But I don't think he's portrayed fairly, and that leads me to believe that there are other things that are going on here that nobody really is paying attention to because the news media don't encourage it.
You might want to psychoanalyze the news media who treat him the way they do.
Yeah, there are certainly people in the news media. Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with that.
Is fair journalism still alive in America? That's a good question.
It's in danger. I think it's very much in danger. All right, so there we go. That's Dr. Ken on something you don't hear him talking about very much. Here's something we do talk about a lot, being healthy, having good limits. I think Ken and I were talking the last time we visited about body mass index and how you can figure out what yours is. And if you're heavier than what the allowance is in that formula, then you probably ought to get on a weight loss program. And there's so many of them around. But the program that comes from Calitrin is the best in my personal experience. I've seen it. I've gone through it myself. The science of losing weight is very, very easy to understand. You eat the wrong things, you gain weight. You don't get exercise, you gain weight. If you want to lose the weight and keep it off, excuse me, I think that's the key here is a lot of people go into programs, okay, I'm going to lose all this weight, and you do. You're successful in losing the weight, then it comes back again. So you go through that cycle, it's a whirlwind. You go back and forth and up and down, not healthy. Calitrin, on the other hand, has been the healthiest way for people to lose weight and keep it off that probably has ever been presented in America. They came up with this formula 20 some odd years ago. It's an all natural formula, drug free formula, stimulant free formula. The essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has been proven to promote healthy lean muscle mass and weight loss. So let's go to Calitrin.com and order yours. Get on the program and stay with it for 4 or 5 months. Calotren, Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for a special success story quotient, if you will. Free shipping as well. Calitrin.com, code DJV. Lose the weight, keep it off.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken's Lake Cardiology, a clinic in Madura, Florida, is something that is visited by people from all around the country. A lot of people, obviously, from Florida go visit with him. The Southeast also, but folks from around the country who listen to him on the radio and who like his attitude and understand his knowledge would like to go for a consultation because they know they're going to get short shrift. It's worth the trip. No matter how far away you are, I do my visit with Ken every year. Call him at 352-735-1400 if you'd like to have that approach to your medical overview. Lake Cardiology, Madura, Florida, 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You know, I'm going to, as long as we've stepped out of bounds, I'm going to go one step further in the political arena, but this is not about personalities. Or I don't think it is. I think that all of these proposals of how to fund Medicare, you're hearing a lot of the Democrats talk about what happened. I think Elizabeth Warren was asked repeatedly to talk about how she would fund Medicare for all. How would that work if that were to happen? How would a doctor like you proceed and work in that circumstance, that system?
Well, it would depend. You know, it's all in the details.
Yeah.
Because, again, you know, I think she's been asked for details and...
Well, so have others. Yeah, the same.
And that's where it's all. So it's hard to know how to comment on these statements because you don't know the details. I mean, one of the general concerns that physicians have is you know, who's going to be making the decisions about what's appropriate care, and you know, is that going to be one central body deciding for everybody what is going to be covered and how are those decisions going to be made? So I don't know how we can respond, and that's, I think, what the fear is that there's no competition. Competition creates quality because, you know, you don't have a single king making the decisions and you're hoping and praying for a benevolent king. When you have competition, then you compete on quality. And so, again, it's hard to know. What you want is coverage. You want affordable coverage, but you also want quality care. And whether that's possible, it's going to cost a lot of money. And will it take away from those who have Medicare right now? Because in a lot of ways, Medicare runs pretty well right now. But if you make it as large as some of the proposals, will it take away from what people have right now? You know, that's where the questions are. Is there, you know, is there enough money to cover it? And, you know, we don't have answers. And how is it going to be administered? And how are you going to absorb so many more people? So, and what's going to happen to people who like their coverage and have good policies now? My own opinion is things get better and are done well when people have choice and you look for value and you have options to compete and people get better. So, but I realize that we need to make sure we're covering everybody and everybody needs to have good quality care. What the answer is, I don't know. Stay tuned. Maybe we'll hear some more answers, but I think that you're going to have to hear more details than just these large goals, because implementing large goals in healthcare, anyone who's been down this road the last several decades knows how challenging it can be.
Joint news, talking about joints in your body as we continue here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I'm happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin and its huge 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the second time in 7 years, Chicago's public school teachers have walked off the job. Teachers going on strike today, and the union president, Jesse Sharkey, says there is a lot to negotiate.
We need to have the tools that we need to do our jobs in our schools. That's extremely important. We need to have pay and benefits that give us dignity and respect. We don't think we're there on that yet.
Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot pledging her team will work around the clock to try to end the work stoppage and get the school year going again as quickly as possible.
Even political rivals are mourning the death of Maryland Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings. He died this morning in Baltimore. He was 68. Earthquake drills are going to be held around the country this morning. We're to drop cover and hold on at 10:17 a.m. local time. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To medical questions, stories about what's in the various networks, the stories that come from the journals of medicine, all of them examined, and a lot of questions and help for you, hopefully. That's what this is all about. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We have a podcast that's presented every week. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where the podcast is. There's an hour that's, well, it's actually down to, what, Kara, 30, 35 minutes of information. The current Dr. Ken podcast, most recent one, posted there, discussion of a new way of treating severe depression. Here we are, back again talking about that. Deep brain stimulation is what we focused on in part. Facts now break up, back up claims that eating healthier can make you happier. That's a good thing, I hope. Let's see, what else do we have in this podcast? A warning for men wanting to have children. the fact that you ought to refrain from drinking for 6 months before conception. That's something I bet you haven't heard much about. Get that detail at the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Also in this current podcast, the numbers are rising on all five types of sexually transmitted diseases. STDs are on the rise. We discussed that. And a study that shows that having a dog is a great idea if you've had a heart attack. Dr. Ken explains how to calculate your BMI. We did that. And we're full of tips and helpful information. Maintain your good health. Listen to us. Podcast, if you can't hear the whole show, gooddayhealthshow.com. Meanwhile, back to the list here. We've had a couple of side chats here about a couple of different things that I think we're all aware of and concerned about. Back to you as a cardiologist and your specialty. Drops in income. If you lose a job or you get a pay cut or something, that seems to affect your heart as well, Ken, according to this study.
Yes, new research reported this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the cardiology edition, Doug. Money, it may not buy happiness, but a bigger paycheck is good for your heart. And this new research suggests the reverse is also true. When income drops, your risk for heart attack, stroke, and heart failure actually go up. There are many potential reasons an income loss will affect the heart. An unanticipated drop in income, Doug, may affect changes in health behaviors, such as eating more calorically dense foods, or increasing alcohol or cigarette use. Loss of health insurance could make it harder to get good medical care, and lower income may increase stress or depression, which are both associated with heart disease. Stress brought about by declining income is likely driving the income-heart connection, Doug.
All right. So what is, as a cardiologist, what's the practical application of this? What do you, when you talk to your patients, it isn't just about what's going on. I know you. I know you get into the lives of the people that are your patients. So how often do you find that people who may be affected, their heart health is affected, comes from a change in their financial well-being, their financial structure?
Oh, if I can just broaden the scope, this is one of the areas in one's life that can cause huge amounts of mental stress.
Yeah.
And
depression and anxiety, sort of those two stories go together.
Yeah, that's correct. It's about the heart and brain connection, that you can't have a healthy heart without having a healthy brain. And stress in general is an area that I take one's temperature when I see them, because I know everything I do to help their heart will be offset if the mental aspect is not in good shape also. So I want to make sure that people are working on their stress levels to get the steam out of their ear and have a plan for mental stress reduction, so it doesn't offset everything I'm trying to do good about the heart.
Yeah. All right. But the mind, you know, that spirit-mind-body connection, very important to acknowledge and to understand.
Absolutely.
All right, next, I made a suggestion a few minutes ago that we would study, or I was asking, I guess, and telling at the same time people, asking folks to listen, because you have some information on what may increase your risk of having a hip fracture. What might that be?
Well,
might that be?
This is about how people take supplements. And yes, many of us do need supplements, but there's this general feeling that if a little is good, a lot will be a lot better. And this is a report, a big study out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open out this week. Either too much or too little of a nutrient actually may be harmful. And the news this week is that women with a high intake of vitamin B6 and B12 have almost a 50% increased risk of hip fracture compared with women with a low intake of both vitamins.
vitamins. Exactly how vitamin B6 and B12 might increase fracture risk is not known, Doug. It might be associated with some of the other side effects ingesting high levels of vitamin B6 can cause. For example, high doses of B6, it produces neurological symptoms such as ataxia. Ataxia is something which affects coordination. It can also, taking too much B6, decrease muscle tone. These symptoms make falls more likely and therefore increase the risk of hip fractures. Also, high levels of vitamin B6 may accelerate bone loss by counteracting the benefits of estrogen. And the role of B12 in all this relationship is just unknown. The key is that most of us can get most of our B6 and B12 from eating a very healthy diet and then taking a multivitamin. They all have B6 and B12 in them. Where this becomes an issue is where some people who don't actually need it, based on levels, the doctor takes your levels and your B vitamin levels are fine, but you're still taking these amazing, whopping, isolated B6, B12 supplements and you're getting huge amounts way beyond what is required. Those are the people that were studied here, and they are the people who have the increased risk of hip fracture.
So you said women. You did not say men. Why would it be different for men and women?
Well, we need a study. This study was done just in women. And
what would you guess, though? What would you
suspect? My guess is that it's going to be similar. But again, you know, the women have hormonal issues at this state in life. Yes, the hormones are going to be very different. But so it's hard to draw conclusions to men because, again, a lot of this is hormonally related, which obviously will be different in a woman. But my gut, and you have to do a study before you have conclusions, is that it's going to be the same thing. I have seen over the years that you have to thread the needle with supplements, that you need to make sure you have adequate amounts, and in some places where you get the right amount, but a little is good. Too much cannot be a lot better. It often causes problems. You have to take the right dose.
I'm a supplement taker, as you know, and I'm very, very careful about B6 vitamins or B vitamins in general, because I've heard a lot of this stuff. You need enough, and often, I think you've told me, both B and D. D I seem not to have enough of, and most Americans don't seem to have enough D. How do you know, we have vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin G, you name it, we got vitamins and many vitamins as there are letters in the alphabet. So how do you know what to take and how much is too much and how much is not enough? Like, again, every year when we look at my blood work, you say, I don't have enough vitamin D, and that's what sort of makes calcium work in your system. And you don't know why, because I take supplements and I'm in the sun, heavens, 8-10 hours a day in the summertime.
But you are in a northern part of the country, and you know the sun is not as direct. So 10 hours in Massachusetts is not like 10 hours in the Caribbean, mm-hmm. and so the intensity of the sunlight is different, obviously, how north or south you are of the equator. And so that has to be adjusted personally. But that's where measuring levels of these vitamins is very helpful. You can get a B12 level. You can get a vitamin
D level.
Some
people get B12 shots, don't they? And they're low on...
But again, shots. That's what this is pointing out, is that if you need it, you should get it. But it should be based on levels and not do it excessively if your body really is not deficient.
Mm-hmm. All right. That seems clear enough. Coming up, steroid shots and what they may or may not do for you here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here with a word from the folks at My Pillow. All kinds of saving opportunities. They continue. These people are very clever. The guy that runs MyPillow, Mike Lindell, and his staff, very clever. They've created a product that is very much in demand, very much needed, and very good. So if you want to get on the MyPillow bandwagon and find out what everybody is talking about, how you cannot escape getting a good night's sleep with all these things that support you, the pillows, the sheets, the mattress covers, the mattresses themselves, all fabulously created right here in America in the plant in Minnesota. And so to thank the people that listen to this program who bought a lot of stuff at mypillow.com, you can get great savings, 50, 55, 60, 65% on certain things. The BOGO offer for MyPillow specifically, buy one MyPillow, any of the MyPillows at MyPillow.com, and you get another one free. That's the BOGO offer. It's a great deal at a time when you're going into the wintertime. You'll sleep more in the winter. You need to get better rest. So let's make sure it is better. MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special tab that's new at MyPillow.com, and get these discounts that we're talking about, including the buy one, get one free offer, the BOGO, at MyPillow.com. Make sure, again, you enter the promo code DJV for everything you want to buy, so you get the great deal from the radio program, the DJV.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug annual enrollment period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, and people with Medicare are reviewing their health insurance options for 2020. Choosing a Medicare plan for you or your loved one can seem overwhelming, so it's smart to understand your options. Jeffrey Fernandez of Humana.
It is important to have all the information to choose the right Medicare plan. In addition to costs, be sure to take into account the network of doctors and hospitals. The list of medications that the Medicare prescription plan covers, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you choose the best plan for you and your loved ones.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare or call a licensed sales agent at 1-800-213-5286 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time 7 days a week.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Ken here with the continuation of our study of the work that he does on these overviews, the journals. Here's an idea, I guess, put forth by somebody who did some studying of what happens when you've got a lot of joint pain and people who get steroid shots. Are these like what's the other stuff that you get, it begins with a C? Shot into your
corticosteroids.
Right, exactly.
This is the same thing.
The same stuff. Okay, all right. So what happens according to this study?
Okay, so this is reported this week in the medical journal Radiology. Corticosteroid shots are often used to ease arthritis pain, we know, but this new study suggests they may be riskier than previously thought. Among patients who have the treatment, 8% have complications. Most often, it's a worsening in cartilage breakdown in the joint, but a small number of patients suffer bone loss or stress fractures. Traditionally, doctors have told patients that steroid injections may not help their arthritis pain, but are unlikely to do any harm. So I think this needs to be taken into consideration. I'm not saying you shouldn't have these injections, but you just need to know the potential downside. And, you know, in medicine, it's usually there's no perfect answer, and you have to make a decision. What's the risk of doing this versus the risk of not doing it?
Yep. And so your advice would be to?
On an individual basis, make the right decision, but realize that there is some concern when doing it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Makes good sense, as do most of Ken's overviews of this thing. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. What do you have on your mind? Send it along to me, Twitter, at Doug Steffen, if you want to ask Dr. Ken a question. Somebody wanted to know about asking your age. When you ask somebody how old they are, does it tell you anything about their health and well-being? What's your experience? Do you ask your patients how old they are? Well, you know, I suppose you look at the file, tells you what their CV is in terms of their health and well-being. So is it ever a discussion, though? Does age become a factor in discussing one's health and well-being?
Yeah, I'll let you know, all doctors want to know the age of their patients, and it's something we regularly update on your chart. And, you know, but you have to put this in perspective. There's chronological age and there's physiological age. And chronological is just looking at the calendar, and then physiological is how you have aged. And we know that there are some people at age 60 that look 90 and some people at age 60 that look 40. So that's where you have to assess this appropriately. But knowing one's age is important because there are issues at each age medically that you have to integrate into their assessment and plan. So age is very important. But again, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're absolutely going to be one way or the other. It's a very individual item.
Part B of that question goes back to the core here. Do you believe that the adage, you're only as old as you feel, has merit?
Oh, absolutely. I think this whole idea about physiological age is greatly important, and one can age gracefully without a doubt. You live a healthy lifestyle, diet, exercise, stress reduction, watching alcohol, not smoking, getting enough sleep, and you're going to age gracefully without a doubt, much better than if you had not done all those things. So how you live has a great impact on how you age.
Here's a lady who has been told she early detection of breast cancer. She heard you talking about supplements a little bit ago. What are there, if any, supplements that ought to be given to women? Or maybe better question here, I'm going to interpret this a little bit. What's the best way, once a woman learns that she has breast cancer and it's early enough to be able to really do something about it, should they change their diet? You know, I remember when my wife got breast cancer. She went on to a macro diet, that was very specific. And then she took a lot of supplements that were supposed to do something about estrogen. So I'm wondering what you have for advice for women who show signs of early breast cancer.
Well, the supplements that are usually talked about are actually trying to lower the risk of breast cancer, and there is some soft evidence that things like ground flaxseed is helpful. This is a way to enhance your omega-3s in the diet. Garlic, ginger, green tea, selenium, vitamin D have all been suggested as being important. But again, eating a really healthy diet is just so important.
What does it mean, soft evidence? What does that mean?
What does it mean, soft evidence?
You use the term soft evidence there. What does that mean?
Well, you know, you talk about science and how it is unpredictable. You know, the quality of the science is you don't have the ideal high-quality science that you would like to have.
Mm-hmm.
But it's getting there, and some of these studies are getting better and better. But I think the supplements that I've suggested are the ones where the science is the most advanced, and as more studies and better studies are done, you know, there might be some different conclusions.
All right. I have a lot of problems with leg cramps. Is magnesium the answer? And if it isn't, what is?
Well, leg cramps are usually due to inadequate hydration. What happens is people stop drinking fluids because they don't want to wake up in the middle of the night. And you have to thread the needle between not going to bed too dehydrated so you don't go to the bathroom, but drinking enough so you don't wake up with leg cramps. And that's so often when these things occur. In general, make sure the potassium levels are good. A low potassium can predispose to leg cramps. Magnesium may also play a role.
So is potassium more important than magnesium?
Potassium is probably the most critical. But making sure your electrolytes in general are okay. Magnesium, potassium, calcium. Potassium is probably most important. And sodium. And all these things are checked on your annual blood work.
Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.